This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of the Chihuahuan Desert. Golden grasslands, ruddy mountains, pale limestone canyons, the West Texas earth is by no means monotonous. But the desert palette is a muted one, and when we see a flash of vivid color here, it grabs our attention. That's especially true of the color red. In spring, we see it in the scarlet blooms of ocotillos and hedgehog cactus. But in summer, an attentive West Texan can glimpse it on the wing as a host of red birds sing and nest in our region. From Marfa Public Radio and the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter.
To me, it's just amazing that they can travel from here to Columbia anyway and back for multiple years in a row. It's a lot.
That's West Texas ornithologist Cecilia Riley. As she notes, many of our region's colorful summer songbirds arrive from exotic places, but others are more familiar. The northern cardinal is probably America's most beloved bird species, and it thrives in the wooded east. But cardinals can also be spotted around springs and streams in the Trans-Pecos, and they're flourishing in West Texas yards and gardens where they can find food and water.
We create lots more opportunities for them, so their populations are really expanding in our area, and there's really no stopping them. But it is a beautiful bird.
And the northern cardinal has a hardcore desert cousin, the Paralexia. Known as bleeding heart cardinals, Paralexias are mostly brownish-gray, but they have red crests, wings, and breasts. They live year-round in the harshest locales, like dry washes in Big Bend National Park. Then there are two songbirds that bring a tropical flair to West Texas. Summer tanagers share the red color of northern cardinals, but they're sleeker birds. In wooded foothills and cottonwood galleries, they swoop and sally for insects, especially bees and wasps. From Central and South America, summer tanagers return each spring to reclaim prime habitat, often nesting in oak trees. Another tropical songbird, the hepatic tanager, has a different nesting preference, the ponderosa pines of our region's Sky Islands mountains. From Mexico and Central America, these 8-inch-long avians make an epic journey to the Chisos, Davis, and Guadalupe Mountains. But these gorgeous red birds are increasingly hard-pressed to find what they need here.
We've lost so many of the trees in their ponderosa habitat due to the drought, lack of fire, bark beetles, all of the above. So their habitat is declining here, and so are hepatic tanagers.
If you're escaping the heat this summer in the Rio Grande or another desert oasis, there's one gaudy bird to look out for. Vermilion flycatchers are less than 6 inches long, and their backs and wings are black. But the male's head and breast are a brilliant red. They often live near water, and the males court females with an aerial show.
They have incredible display that goes up really high in the air. They puff up their bodies and look like a great big red puffball in the sky, and then dive, swoop down towards the female. They're really fun.
There's a last rosy-hued bird to look for, one that might be taken for granted. House finches are common year-round residents here. They love bird seed and water features, and they're flourishing along with humans.
I'm glad we can make life easy for some birds because they do bring so much joy to our lives. And they're very, very important in terms of keeping insect populations in control.
Summer in West Texas means heat and hopefully rain. In the avian realm, it's also a season of color. This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. I'm Dallas Baxter. Thanks for listening.